The mass of people, and not just in Germany, do not like problem art, do not care for the distorted pictures of expressionists. They do not understand the searchings of such art. The same can be said about literature, indeed, all cultural endeavor. People like their pictures simple and easily understandable, and their novels should have gripping plots and large amounts of sentiment. The lowest common denominator of popular taste has a sameness about it which does not vary from the 19th to the 20th century, or indeed from country to country. As America's economic wheels slow in the New World Order's global economy, the poverty numbers have continued to rise, with an estimated 36.5 million impoverished persons counted in 2005, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau did note a 0.3% decline for the first time in a decade in mid-2006, but termed it not statistically different from 2005. Meanwhile, America's middle class is being squeezed out. The percentage of middle-income neighborhoods in metropolitan areas like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. has continued to drop since 1970, according to a recent report from the Brookings Institution, as cited in the New York Times. It would be wise to reflect on the words of psychiatric researchers Rader, Kubelis, and Burwell, as the U.S. economy threatens to topple like that of post-World War I Germany. In time of virtually universal economic ruin, it was far easier to sell an ideology which supported the extermination of the social and political, and inevitably, economic deadweight. No one questions that the attacks of 9/11 were the result of a large conspiracy. The question has become, whose conspiracy was it? A cursory count showed more than 400 website citations on Google, a major internet search engine in which Americans have drawn parallels between the attacks of September 11, 2001, and the Reichstag fire that launched Hitler's Third Reich, the destruction of a prominent national structure, with the immediate affixing of blame on terrorists, the rapid passage of restrictive laws, and the curtailment of civil liberties. But because of the tight corporate control over news and information in America, many citizens still have not been exposed to the controversies, contradictions, and unexplained events of 9/11. Despite attempts by both government and corporate leaders to deny that the attacks were anything but what was claimed, separate national polls show a growing number of Americans have declined to fully accept the official explanation, which, when carefully examined, is nothing more than a conspiracy theory.